This is Mark with TrophyTroutGuide.com, and we were just going to chat a little bit about this monster brook trout you just landed recently. Could you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I guess that would be good for me to do. My name's Tim Matheson. I'm the owner-operator of Keenan Owl Lodge in northern Manitoba up by the Flin Flon region. I fish for primarily northern pike, lake trout, walleye, but I've been fishing since I was 18 years old. Started with my grandfather, which is probably how a lot of fishing folks got started, in British Columbia, and that was for fishing little streams for, and little lakes for rainbow trout. And again, whatever else we could catch.
You can tell us a little bit about your lodge.
Well, we're just a small outfit that, I used to guide for many years in, on Kississing Lake, Manitoba. And, I just thought I could, do a little bit more personal service, on a smaller scale. So my wife and I decided to build a small place.
Awesome.
I guess about, 6 years ago. And, it's still an ongoing process. We've also picked up the, a hotel that is here in town that we're renovating as we speak. And, hopefully we'll put fishermen through that also, and also, anyone else.
Great.
You know, hunters, hikers, boaters, anybody.
Sure.
Operating at any given time, so.
Right. Now, do you get a chance to fish, a lot of other local waters in your area for trophy trout?
Not really. Kississing Lake is 20 by 25 miles.
You know,
just over 83,000 acres. And it's like all, the northern part of Lake of the Woods. It's, bays, channels, rocks, it's just a phenomenal fishery. So I've pretty much stuck on that particular lake. We've got lots of little lakes around us that I'll fish for, you know, walleye or something like that if I feel like it. But we pretty well concentrate on Kississing.
Right.
I've been here for 15 years and I think I might have probably touched 15%. So.
Wow. Wow. So tell us a little bit about what led up to this, this brook trout catch as far as this tournament and, you know, how this transpired.
I was in Winnipeg, at a tackle shop called the Fishing Hole. And, I guess someone from, AMI was in promoting the magazine and, the tournament. And, they seen my lodge logo on my truck. And, they approached me in the store, asked if it was my particular truck. I said yes, and they, handed me a magazine and a measuring tape that they supply for the tournament and asked if I would be interested in, maybe looking at it and fishing in it. So I'm always interested in fishing. And, I said, yeah, I'll take a look at it. So when I got home, I started to read, the contest rules, et cetera, the tournament rules. And, I figured, hey, it's free. It's competing with other people online. You know, it's easy for me to enter because I don't have to go anywhere or do anything
Sure.
other than my own computer.
Right.
And, it sounded, pretty much like a lot of fun. And, I like fun first and foremost.
Sure.
And I figured, what the heck? Let's try it on a lark. So I entered it, on their AMI site, Angling Masters International, and I started entering some fish. And,
so tell us a little bit about that specific fish, that specific day. Why did you go to that, the lake you caught the fish out of?
Well, you better believe it. Like I said, I entered five master anglers, lake trout, and they got beat by, a couple of young brothers down south with, some, brown trout and rainbow trout. AMI has a particular, measuring style that gives you points per fish for its particular length. And, it makes all fish equal in a formula that they use.
Right.
So my bigger Lakers kind of got beat up. So I decided, well, okay, I'll have to see what I can do to retake that lead. So I started going on the internet and researching the Master Angler book, you know, the Manitoba Master Angler Awards, and seeing where big rainbows and brooks and browns were being caught closer to me, because I didn't want to drive all the way down south.
Right.
and I found a lake that I fished before a couple of times, but, you know, ice fishing, never on the water. And it had a lot of trophy rainbows and brook trout being taken out of it over the years. And I said, well, it's 130 kilometers. That's as close as I can get.
Right.
Let's go try that. Now, I have a friend that lives about 40 kilometers from that particular lake. So I called him up, Doug McKenzie, and we used his boat rather than me trailering a boat all the way down. So we went fishing, and that was October 23rd. And, okay, the name of the lake was Barbie Lake in Manitoba, just south of Cranberry Portage. And we hit the water, I guess, somewhere around, I don't know, 11 o'clock, 10:30, 11 o'clock, sometime in that period. And we were just getting our things loaded up and ready when game warden from Cranberry Portage, Greg Shabaga, pulled up behind us and started chit-chatting with us. It's probably the third time in the season I actually bump into a game warden out on the water. So it was kind of a surprise. But anyways, his parting words with us was, if you catch anything interesting, you know, let me know.
Little did he know.
Yeah, yeah. And anyway, into the boat, and away we went. And I don't know, times are a little off with my memory here. I guess we were out trolling around using a, I was particularly using a three-way swivel with a lead weight to get a Matsuki, I guess it's called. It's a crankbait style minnow lure. And we're trolling along the shoreline in about, I guess, 15 to 20 feet of water when I popped into a fish and brought it in, and here it was just over a 27-inch rainbow.
Oh, that's a great fish in its own right.
And, well, we went there hoping to catch 23 and 24-inch fish.
Wow.
You know, to get me back into this tournament.
Wow.
He was fishing for pleasure, and I was fishing for serious. You know, but I caught that, and I was excited as heck. I mean, that's the biggest rainbow I've caught to date.
Yeah, that's a great fish in anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. So we took all our pictures as required, and I released the fish, swam away. We started fishing again, made a couple more passes in a particular area that we were fishing, roughly 18 to 20 feet of water. And he pops into a fish, and lo and behold, he gets his in, and it's a 29-inch rainbow.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm not really happy with it.
I can understand.
Yeah, you know. So after a few happy words, took a few pictures with his camera on, you know, for his fish, and we released it. And away we go again, only this time I decided I'm not going to fish with a three-way swivel. I changed over to how I fish Lakers, and that is I put on a number 13 jointed chartreuse Rapala, and started trolling that.
Just on a straight mono flat line?
Yeah, just on 10-pound test trilene, and I guess it puts us down to about 9 to 10 feet. I had about 75, 80 feet of line out. And I guess we made two or three more passes across the same water we were fishing. And bang, I hit another good fish. And I knew it was a good fish just by the fight.
Wow.
And we're already pumped and primed now for these 27, 29-inch rainbows. Anyways, I've got this thing coming in, and it's going out, coming in, going out. Probably, oh, I guess 7 minutes before I actually seen the thing for the first time. And then it was, you know, the dark, dark red livery color on the top. What it looked like in the water was a liver color. And then it kind of just flickered on the surface a little wee bit, and I knew right away it was probably a brook trout. I didn't know how big it was.
Right.
I was estimating 26 or 27 inches in the water.
Right.
And then, you know, get it to the boat a few more times, and I guess it took 11 or 12 minutes to get it into the net. Up and over the side, and I knew right away that this is a pretty big fish.
Yeah.
But again, not knowing exactly what I had. We put it down, I lifted her out of, you know, took her off the hook, left, cleaned up the net, and took some pictures of it, and I told him to keep taking pictures, because my buddy, he ruins pictures 6 of every 7 he takes.
I think we all have buddies like that.
Oh my, yes. But I had no alternative.
Right.
So, you know, just keep taking pictures. So he took a bunch of pictures, and then we took our pictures of the fish on the board that is required according to their rules, the types of pictures they required. I still didn't really look at how big it was. I was too busy trying to take pictures. Now I took the camera over for the board pictures of that, and getting it back in the water. And then, again, he took the pictures of it being released.
Right.
And we really didn't, I still, to that moment, didn't know the exact size. I, for whatever reason, we just snapped pictures. I didn't really care what size it was. I just knew it was a big fish, and let's get it back in the water.
Right. You may have been thinking, wow, we got a bite going. Let's.
Yeah. Just everything's working. The days, I mean, we've already, I have succeeded well into what I wanted to do. I was hoping to catch 2 or 3 23, 24 inch rainbows.
Right.
And if there was anything like that in a brookie, that even better.
Right.
But, I mean, a 27 plus and a 29, I'm, as far as I'm concerned, I can't have a better day.
Right.
You know, I mean, there it is.
It's just a, yeah, just something special happened in that day.
Oh, but anyways, you know, you got a couple of round fishermen in a boat, and we looked at each other after the fish swam away, and that's when the hooping and hollering started. Again, there are only 2 people on the lake, but if there was anybody on lakes beside us, they must have heard us. We're doing belly bumps and high fives, and I can't swim, so I told them we better stop doing the belly bumps in case they end up over the side. It'd be a short-lived fishing day.
Right.
So, anyway, so we, like I said, we took a picture of it swimming away, and never even entered my mind to worry about keeping a fish or anything. I just, it's not a practice I do.
Right, right. And, so, and right at that point, you still weren't sure
yeah.
that it
Yeah, possibly. I mean, I'm not going to kill a fish on a thought.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
So I let it go and then, you know, carried on.
Right.
I fished again the same, same place, same way. And I guess, I don't know, maybe an hour or so later, I'm not sure the amount of time, you know what it's like on the water.
Sure, sure.
I pop into a 28 plus rainbow.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm just like, good Lord.
Yeah, that's what a day.
Yeah, yeah.
So when did you figure out that this, you know, is the possible new world record fish?
Well, I wasn't thinking there. I was thinking maybe Manitoba. That was an honest thought in my mind, because I really had no idea what the world record brook trout was. I really didn't. I fish Lakers. That's where my passion lies.
Right.
And we got back to his place later that night, and I've got a camera full of pictures, and his computer is it's a dinosaur computer. We couldn't download the pictures. So we called a friend that we both had in Cranberry Portage, and we went over to his place and downloaded them on his computer. But we weren't going to tell him what he was downloading other than just a nice day at Barbie.
Right.
So we're standing beside him watching him as he's downloading these pictures as they pop up. And he is a, he's another, you know, avid fisherman. And as he's, you know, the rainbows started popping up, and he's looking at these, his jaws slowly opening wide, and all of a sudden the brook trout pops on, and he, well, I won't repeat what he said, but he had a few words, and he locked them onto his computer so that if anything happened, at least he had some pictures already,
right.
You know, that were already saved.
Right.
And then he gave us a disc that he burnt to take it back to my friend's place and for me. I still got him on my camera, you know, that type of thing.
Right.
So we took him over to my friend's place again after we had another exciting recount of the day.
Right.
And when we got to my friend's house, another friend already heard about it and was already there waiting for us. So one friend in Cranberry called another one before we even got back to Doug's place.
Right.
So over a few drinks and showing pictures again on the computers, I mean, the shakes were there, the excitement was there. It was just, it was an unbelievable day. It's an absolutely amazing high. But then we started to click onto the Manitoba record book, you know, Master Angler's. And we seen that, holy mackerel, the old record from 94 was 27 and three quarters.
Right.
And this is 29.
Right.
You know, like,
what
amazing.
Was the final length and girth of your brook trout?
The final recorded length is 29 inches, girth is 21.
And from the formulas, the best guess puts that at what weight?
The lowest would be 15 pounds, 8 ounces, and the highest would be 17.
And that would, the lowest weight would be a full pound over the former, well, the standing world record fish caught in 1916 by Dr. W.J. Cook on the Nipigon River.
Yeah.
At 14 pounds, 8 ounces, so the potential is there for this to be the new world record all-tackle fish.
Except that it's a released fish, and IGFA doesn't accept released fish.
Right,
you know,
right.
Specifics.
Right, because they need a certified weight from a certified scale. But what about the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame?
The Freshwater Fishing Hall does keep records of released fish, and we will be entering it through to them. We were just waiting on the official word from Manitoba,
right,
as to the outcome.
Right.
And we have received that, and they are now declaring it as the official new record brook trout from Manitoba.
Well, that's exciting. And have you thought about the possibility of getting a fiberglass replica made for your wall?
AMI, Angling Masters International, and the Fish and Line magazine, they're going to provide one for me because of the circumstances of the fish being caught.
Very cool.
So they will be doing that. And they will also be getting another one made for their particular office also.
Awesome.
In Winnipeg.
That's great.
So
what a
that
fish.
Is being done.
Well, when we first saw it over here at Trophy Trout Guide, you know, I'm sure just like everyone else out there who loves trophy trout, our jaws dropped, and not just because of the size of the fish, but this fish is a particularly beautiful brook trout and full spawning colors and just the ultimate fish. So we just want to congratulate you.
Wow.
And thanks so much for the time here, and what a fish.
Oh, I still just sit here and stare at it sometimes. It's just, it's an amazing catch of a lifetime.